We are reaching a very nice moment hearing from the Word of God, and I'm going to invite our servant. Could you appreciate him as he's approaching? You'll be praying for the Word. God bless you.
Shalom again, church. I thank the Lord for this wonderful opportunity He has handed to me so that I can lead the meditation of His Word. The Word we find in Matthew chapter 28, verse 1 to 8. The text have been read by the leader, the MC, but I'm going to read it again from the Good News version of the Bible. Let us read. Matthew 28, 1 to 8. The Bible says, after the Sabbath, as Sunday morning was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. Suddenly, there was a violent earthquake. An angel of the Lord came. He came down from heaven, rolled the stone away and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid and they trembled and became like dead men. The angel spoke to the women. "You must not be afraid," he said. "I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised. Just as he said, come here and see the place where he was lying. Go quickly now and tell his disciples he has been raised from death and now he is going to Galilee ahead of you. There you will see him. Remember what I've told you." 8. So they left the tomb in a hurry, afraid and yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciple, "This is the word of the Lord." You remember that this month, we are discussing the theme stating, "Here I am, send me," my contribution to God's purpose. The Lord wants to have you ready to be sent so that you can give your contribution to the achievement of the God's purpose. And the topic today is from the cross to the empty tomb, the resurrection of Jesus Christ as the culmination of God's mission on earth. This means that the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which is symbolized here by the empty tomb, means that God accomplished completely the mission of saving and redeeming the humankind. Nothing remained of this mission. So you know that today, April 20, 2025, we are commemorating the Passover. And the Passover is the Jewish festival where they were each year celebrating the deliverance they got from God when they were released from slavery in Egypt. And this deliverance was particularly performed when the Jews took every family, they took the blood of the lamb and they applied it on their doors, the doors of the houses in which they were living at that time. So the fact of taking the blood and apply it on the door, this allowed God to prevent them from death. So this blood, because God wanted the blood to protect them when he was coming to kill and punish the Egyptian, when he saw the blood, he passed over. He jumped that house and he didn't kill people in that house. This is said in Exodus 12, verse 13, when the Bible says, "The blood on the doorposts will be a sign to mark the houses in which you live. When I see the blood, I will pass over." And from there we have the term Passover. "I will pass over you and will not harm you when I punished the Egyptian." So, this is what is said in the New Testament when Jesus, with his disciples, took the Passover meal. He used the bread as the sign of his body, and he used the blood, the cup, as the symbol of his blood. And the Bible says that he died in the period of Passover, and he raised again the first day of the week, which is today, Sunday. And this is why, as Christians, we celebrate the resurrection and the victory Jesus Christ got over the power of sin, over Satan. It was won on the first day of the week. This is why every first day of the week, we gather to celebrate this powerful victory. And the Bible says in this text that Jesus Christ died. And after this, there are some wives, some women who came to the tomb to take care of his body. And the Bible says in this text that these ladies came to the tomb and made the tomb empty. Because reaching there, the angel asked them, "What are you looking for here? I know that you are looking for Jesus Christ. I want to tell you that he is not here. He had raised. He is not among the dead. He is raised." And he said, "Come and see where he was lying and see that the tomb is empty. He is no longer there because he resurrected." And the Bible says that when the event took place, there was a terrible earthquake. And from this, the angel came and rolled out the stone, which was placed at the entrance of the tomb. The second fact is that the guards who were there to prevent Jesus to come back out and continue his work, they were so afraid, very much afraid, and they appeared to be like dead men. And the Bible says that Jesus came from the grave because by the powerful force of God, he resurrected. What do we want to keep to our mind from this text? Three things I want you to keep with me. The first element is that there is no Passover deliverance without lamb and bloodshed. Amen. Amen. We have the deliverance because we have Passover. But we want you to notice that there is no Passover deliverance if there is no the lamb, if there is no bloodshed. This is what appears from the text we have read in Exodus. The Bible says that God planned to save his people and to deliver them from slavery in Egypt. The Bible says that at this time, he wanted every family to take a lamb, to slaughter it, and take the blood, and apply it on the door, so that when God will come to punish and kill the Egyptian, he can see the blood, and he can pass over. I want you to see this in verse 5 of Matthew 28, when the Bible says, "The angels spoke to the women, 'You must not be afraid.' He said, 'I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified.'" Jesus was crucified. And if you read John 19, 32 to 33, the Bible says that the soldiers came in order to break the legs of all the people who were crucified with Jesus Christ. They came to the first, they broke his legs. They came to the second, they broke his legs. They came to Jesus and found that Jesus was already dead. So they didn't break anymore his legs. But the verse 34 says, "One of the soldiers, however, plunged his spear into Jesus' side, and at once blood and water poured out." Amen. Amen. This is to say that, like the lamb in Exodus gave his blood to protect the Israelite from death, Jesus Christ also gave his blood so that we can be redeemed, so that we can be saved from death, from eternal condemnation and judgment. And the truth is that if you don't do like they did in Egypt, taking the blood and applying it on the door, if you don't take the blood and apply it on your heart, you cannot be protected. You cannot be saved. You cannot be redeemed. So, when we say that there is no Passover without lamb and bloodshed, it is to say that even today, when we commemorate the Passover, for you, it doesn't mean anything if you didn't once take the blood of Jesus Christ and apply it on your heart in order for you to be saved, in order for you to be redeemed, in order for you to be forgiven, and the Lord accept to welcome you in his kingdom when he shall come to pick his church. Amen. Amen. That is the first element. The second element is that there is no Passover deliverance without empty tomb. Our Passover we commemorate is nothing if there is no empty tomb in the history of the church. The empty tomb symbolized the victory Jesus won over the devil, over sin, and over death. So this means that if I don't receive Jesus in my heart, this means that I will not have the conqueror, the victorious Savior. And when Jesus will come, I don't have someone who will help me enter the kingdom. Remember that Jesus told to one of the thieves who was crucified with him on the cross, he told him, when he said, "Remember me when you enter your kingdom," he said, "I tell you, and it is the truth, that today I will be with you in the paradise, in my kingdom." So if I don't receive Jesus in my heart, the one who poured his blood for me, this means that when I will die, or when Jesus will come back to pick his church, he will find me empty. And I will not have someone to lead me and let me enter the kingdom. The tomb was empty in order our heart to be filled. Amen. But if the tomb is empty and your heart is empty, it means that you are lost. You are a lost in the eyes of God. So there is no deliverance where there is no empty tomb. Let me go to the third and last element. It says that once we benefit from the liberating victory of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we are called to go quickly and tell the good news to others. This appears in verse 7 and 8 when the Bible says, "Go quickly now and tell his disciples he has been raised from death, and now he is going to Galilee ahead of you. There you will see him. Remember what I've told you." 8. So they left the tomb in a hurry, afraid and yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. So these ladies, once becoming the beneficiaries of the work of Jesus Christ, of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, they were commanded to go and tell the good news to the disciples, because they were still ignoring this good news. They didn't know that Jesus was risen. So, this is to say that even us, when we have been beneficiaries of the work of Jesus Christ, which culminates in the resurrection, in the empty tomb, we are asked to go and tell the good news to others. And there are many ways to do this. I can go personally and start preaching, start spreading the good news to others. But also, I can support financially the work other people are doing by spreading the word of God. And this second is the way our community, our church, the Sebeka, is using as mission. And this is why they ask us to give something financially to support the work the church is doing in the new mission fields where the gospel is not yet. We want to support those who are going in person. They are going, they are giving, they are sacrificing themselves, and they are going to preach this gospel. And I want to end telling you that for this purpose, the church, the Sebeka, have asked to our parish, Sebeka Gomaville, to give at least $3,000. And if I can recall you, the members of this parish who are participating in the Holy Communion are around 750. This is to say that if you divide 3,000 by 750, you are going to see that everyone is asked to give $4 or more. So when we are asked to go, we should go. And when you know that you cannot go, you are not able to go, just support financially those who are going, and the Lord is going to count you among those who are going to spread the gospel. Our prayer is that the Lord may reveal you, may open your heart, and give you the possibility. Our prayer is that the Lord may bless you miraculously, so that when you give back this envelope, you can have something to put in to support this great work. May the Lord bless His word for us. Amen.